Robert De Niro warns Democrats, it ain't over till it's over. By Paul Bois on September 9, 2024. Actor and left-wing activist Robert De Niro led a group of Italian-Americans during a Paisans for Kamala livestream fundraiser Sunday meant to generate support and donations for the Democrat candidate. The event raised a reported $40,000 and saw De Niro issue a warning to Democrats heading into the election. While De Niro described being very optimistic about the election, he advised people to stay vigilant. "I'm very optimistic about it all," he said. "Per The Hollywood Reporter, I'm very excited, but to me, it ain't over till it's over. So we can't for one second think that we're ahead of this thing. We just have to be on it all the time until the very end, because they're going to try everything when the election day comes. When will these things be final? What will they question? What will they play games about? We know it's coming, we see it coming. We have to just be ever vigilant, and it's not over till it's over," he added. De Niro also feared there would be a repeat of the January 6th Capitol Hill riot in the event of Trump potentially losing. "Hopefully, if God willing, that it's Kamala and Waltz, that the ones who make the big thing and what happened on January 6th, I think people will think twice about doing something about that, no matter what Trump says. Because, people pay a price, and is it worth it for them? Especially following someone like him? You know, it's just insane," he said. De Niro also delivered a message to Trump supporters in the hoping that they will vote for Harris by realizing he doesn't offer anything. "I think people who would normally support Trump could very well see that there is a way with them that's more for them than with Trump, because Trump doesn't offer anything," he said. "And we've seen this before in other countries and other societies and other times in history. They think they can control someone like him. But once he becomes the boss, if God forbid, he becomes the boss, all the people who thought they could control him, they're gonna find out differently." Steve Buscemi ultimately criticized the former president for having an alleged "my way or the highway" attitude. "What worries me about another Trump administration is that he's a my way or the highway type of guy. He says he only hires the best people, but he actually fired most of his best people. And he's just going to surround himself this time, if he's elected, with people who are just 100% loyal to him and his ways. And we know all too well, he'll do anything to stay in power, including inciting violence," he said. Actors Mark Ruffalo, Lorraine Bracco, Lisa Ann Walter and Marissa Tomei also appeared on the live stream. The event came several months after De Niro spoke outside the courtroom where former President Donald Trump stood trial in Manhattan. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% critic rating on Rotten Tomatoes and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.